When astronauts Cernan, Evans, and Schmidt climbed into the command module of Apollo 17, they knew it would be the last of the highly successful moon program. Apollo 18, 19, and 20 had already been canceled.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
Apollo 17, although the last Apollo mission, was marked with firsts. It was the first night launch, blasting off at 12:33 a.m. Eastern Time on December 7, 1972. It was the first lunar mission to land in an area surrounded by tall ancient mountains. So it was probably a good thing that Apollo 17 was also the first mission to include a scientist. And not any scientist, but astronaut geologist Harrison Jack Schmidt. Schmidt, who held a PhD in geology from Harvard, was able to use his expertise to full advantage as the astronauts worked outside the capsule for a record 22 of the 75 hours they spent on the lunar surface. The astronauts brought home 243 pounds of rocks from a broad range of time periods. Many of those rocks are still being studied today, revealing secrets about the geologic history of the moon. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.